KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how's it going on an FYF Friday? We're doing great, and hopefully you will be too as you take us along for the ride for the next 3 hours. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio as we get ready to go here on another episode of The Usual Suspects. Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
What it do?
All good, all good. We've got a comedian of the week. We've got lots to get to, plenty to talk about. Sports stories just stacking up for us.
But first.
Yes?
I had a Cheers moment today I had to share with you guys. I'm not proud of it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not proud of it. And now you know I'm officially like a fat ass. Even though I'm not like fat, I'm still a fat ass. Here's how you know. So ever since the Subway shut down.
Uh-huh.
Downstairs.
Right.
You guys have noticed that I eat a lot of Chick-fil-A now because it's close to the house and I can do it on the app. I order, I walk in, it's ready. That has my name on it. I'm in and out. And I've been eating healthy doing it. I've been getting like a grilled chicken sandwich with the grilled nuggets and I put the buffalo sauce like Cody suggested and it's great. That's what I eat every day. So a lot of protein, very little carbs. It's on and popping.
I've been noticing the Chick-fil-A cups.
4 days a week, at least, I've been eating Chick-fil-A since...
Okay.
In fact, I've eaten it so much, I use their app to pre-order so that it's ready to go so I'm not like delayed or late because the lines are always long.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten it so much that I achieved red status. So there's silver status, gold status. I'm like red or platinum status Chick-fil-A.
I never knew that they had such a thing.
Yeah, and you get points. So like today I ate for free. Like I have almost 6,000 Chick-fil-A points. And like a sandwich is 500. So, like, I got sandwich and nuggets and a drink for completely free today. Like, I didn't pay for my... But that's how much I eat it, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's where it gets bad. So, I usually just walk in. My food is sitting there. I pick it up off the shelf because it has your name next to it, and I walk out. I walked in today, and no less than three people at any one point while I was in there were like, oh, hi, Mr. Barry. How are you? I was like, what?
See?
They called you by your first name?
You gave me such a hard time about my grocery store and them knowing me and my Starbucks. And here you are on a first name basis with a mister at a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you're a fat ass for sure.
I'm just waiting now like Norm when he walks in at Cheers and everybody goes, Barry! I was like, oh my God, they know who I am? I've got to stop this. This is insane. I eat chicken too much. 4 days a week. I didn't think nobody noticed me, though. I just slide in. I grab my food. I slide out. No,
I notice you. I notice you every day.
Oh, no. They were like, hi, Mr. Barry. And then another chick, like when I walked in, some chick was cleaning the table. She goes, oh, hi, Mr. Barry. I was like, wow, that's weird. And then I went to over there, and the chick working the counter turned on. She goes, oh, hi, Mr. Barry. Your order will be right out. And then the other dude comes walking out with my order. He goes, here you go, Mr. Barry. Like, they all knew who I was. I was just like, oh, my God. I gotta start bringing my lunch.
Better start, man. You're going to be so big.
Awful.
So, yeah, it was one thing when we had the Subway downstairs and they knew you.
Yeah, they knew me too. But I would also pre-order. And
the artistes knew Barry.
Oh, yeah. I would walk in and they would be, you know, they would, because I would, there was two or three different sandwiches that I would get and they would know each sandwich. So they would just ask me which one. They'd be like ham, turkey, or pepperoni. And then I would just say it. And that's all I had to say. They knew how to make it. They knew everything I wanted on it. Yeah. I think maybe, too, what I need to do is start switching it up. But here's the problem. I'm trying to eat somewhat healthy, and Chick-fil-A has those options. Not a lot of fast food places that you can eat healthy at. So there's not a lot of places I can stop on the way.
It's true.
And grab, and as convenient as this, because I can order ahead as I leave my neighborhood. I punch in my order real fast, and by the time I get to the Chick-fil-A, it's done. So I don't even have to sit through the drive-thru, which can be long, too. I pull up, I park, I walk in, grab my food, I'm out, I'm on the road. Less than a minute, I eat on the way. It's just super convenient.
That's amazing because Chick-fil-A is known to have like the longest lines in terms of fast food restaurants.
I'm telling you, download their app, you order ahead, and you start getting points. And then once you get points, you start getting free stuff. It's especially if you eat Chick-fil-A a lot, which obviously I do because I'm on a first name basis with everyone there now. But there's just not. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, okay, I got to switch it up. I got to do something else. There's just not a lot of healthy alternatives. I mean, I'm not going to go to Arby's and get anything healthy.
No, probably not.
For a while there, too, you were going to like the rice bowl, the brown rice bowl or the rice bowl at Chipotle.
Yeah.
That's pretty healthy.
It's not bad. It's not bad, and it's convenient. I can order ahead there. But I just still feel like there's a lot of calories in that because of all the carbs with the rice. And I know I can get the salad, but I don't want to eat salad. I'd rather eat like a chicken sandwich and some grilled nuggets or the equivalent of that somewhere else. There's just nowhere else. But I guess you're right. Chipotle, not bad. By the way, I said it right. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
Yeah, you guys can suck it. But it's still, I feel like calorically, it's up there. It's still escalated.
Okay.
But I got to figure out some different, like we have an El Pollo Loco close to the house.
Now,
but
that
I'll be honest
is
with
a
you.
Huge California thing. Whenever my mother-in-law comes to town, Lisa and her mom got to get them some Pollo Loco.
And it's not bad health-wise, but the one by our house is kind of dirty. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's gross.
You're going to get the Trump-alike to come in with Channel 2 and not give him a booyah?
I don't know what that means, but...
the one by my house
You've never seen
down,
Bill
so
Spencer, the guy that looks like Donald Trump's...
Oh, yeah.
...stepbrother who comes in and does the health report like Marvin Zindler, stole it from Marvin Zindler?
Yeah.
But they're way nicer because Marvin Zindler wouldn't go back and say, hey,
they've
fixed
made it
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
He just put you on blast and kept it moving.
And then next thing you know, you'd see... You know, just wood on all these restaurant windows, and everything's just locked up and secured.
Mara's shutting fools down.
Yeah,
so I got to figure that out. I don't know.
I'm going to amaze you guys with something.
Okay.
And with that story you just told.
Okay.
I've never been to a Chick-fil-A.
What?
I knew this was going to be the reaction, but I threw it out there anyway. I have never in my life
eaten Chick-fil-A. Okay, I'm bringing you Chick-fil-A on Monday.
Yeah, me too. I mean, seriously, ridiculous.
And I hear Raheel and Dell talk about the spicy chicken sandwich versus Granada, who says, no, you got to get the regular one.
Yeah,
and
I won't bring you spicy because I know the heartburn and all that. Oh, dude, would you rather have a spicy than a regular?
I mean, I don't know what the difference is.
Here's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A on Monday, all right? And I'm going to buy my lunch, but I won't eat it in the car like I normally do. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to get a spicy chicken sandwich and a regular chicken sandwich. I'll cut those in half, and we can both have half of each. That way you can try both.
All right.
See which one you like better.
Okay. What are you going to bring me?
Is that a deal? I'm not bringing you anything, bro. Yeah,
how come you two get to be fat asses and I don't?
I was just thinking about that.
Because
I had
you've
never
had Chick-fil-A.
You're already picking up something for Joel.
Oh, my God. Are you already crying? We're not even out of the first segment, and you're whining already.
If I went to Chick-fil-A, I'd bring you something.
No, I'm not bringing you anything. You can get over that. I'm bringing the man that's never had. Yeah, would you?
I hope you get so fat.
He's never had it. That's why I'm going to bring it. Otherwise, I'm not bringing y'all lunch. You're
run
a big boy.
Run out of gas trying to drive around you.
You're a big boy. Stop and get some food for yourself, big boy.
But the grilled nuggets have to be healthy.
You're how old and you've never had Chick-fil-A?
I just never have.
That's wild.
And yet, when I was growing up in the Midwest, they had Hardee's, and the Hardee's chicken sandwich was fantastic. But I just don't do fast food anymore. The closest I used to get is like you. I do Subway.
But it is like a healthier version for fast foods. I mean,
Chick-fil-A? Not if you get the regular.
Like if you get like the what you're doing, the grilled
chicken sandwich and grilled nuggets. Chicken sandwich and grilled
nuggets. If you want, I'll do that.
No, don't get them the healthy version for the first time. No, for the first time, you got to get it. You got to get the unhealthy
version. First time,
you got
to
get.
So we'll do that, and then I'll bring you a grilled chicken sandwich if you want after that. We'll do both.
All right, but I'll try them.
Okay, and you'll try the regular nuggets and the grilled nuggets? You want to do that too?
Sure. All right.
Here's the thing, though. Last night, we couldn't figure out what to eat. We have a Popeyes by our house, and I've been seeing the commercial for the new Popeyes chicken sandwich.
It drives me nuts.
That commercial?
The one late when she's on the couch. And she goes, you're already digging in. Well, of course he is. He's got crap falling all over his face, his mouth.
So I was like, man, they made that sandwich look good. I tried it. I'm out. It wasn't good.
Oh,
really? Wasn't that juicy, tender breast meat?
Got it last night. Didn't like it. Not good.
Well, they can always make it look really good on TV.
They did, and they make it look good on TV. So last night I told the wife, I was like, hey, I've been wanting to try that Popeyes chicken sandwich. Stop and get that for us for dinner. So
I've never said, hey, I'm going to go get a sandwich from Popeyes, though. That's not really why.
I agree.
I go to Popeyes.
Before they discontinued it, well, they did it at the one by my house, but their shrimp po' boy,
It was solid?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I just never order. I just go straight for the chicken if I'm going to Popeye's.
Mm. The biscuits. Biscuits are the bomb, though. You got to load up on the biscuits.
I would agree with that.
Might be the best biscuits in fast food.
I'll tell you where the biscuits are missed is black eyed pea.
Okay.
Black eyed pea, and you could get the whole wheat or you get the regular ones and you get the brown gravy. Woo, baby.
Not bad. I'm going to put Hart's yeast rolls up there.
I'm sure there's a bunch of barbecue spots too.
Yeah,
like biscuits
that we're not rolls? That we're not mentioning.
Hart's yeast rolls are
they're solid,
man. So my top three as far as biscuits and rolls would be Popeye's biscuits, Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits, and Hart's yeast rolls. It's hard to top those three. Those are legit.
Is it extra yeast? I mean, you have to have yeast to make them rise. So what's?
I don't know what. Don't ask me. I just know that when you
just know how they taste.
I just know how they taste, and they're delicious. And I would challenge you to only be able to eat one of them because you couldn't. You'd eat like nine. Okay. They're good. But yeah, that's my top three. So that was I tried that chicken sandwich. Not good. Didn't like it. Sorry, Popeyes.
Good. So maybe the commercial will go away because it really is annoying to me how she talks.
It didn't even look anything like the commercial, which I thought about doing that. I was thinking about this. I thought it would be funny if there was an Instagram account that compared real food to the way you see it in the ads and the commercials. And I've been stewing on this for a very long time, but I think I'm going to go forward with this at some point where it's just, you know, Instagram. It's just an Instagram account, but I'll take a picture of my food that it was as I bought it, and then we'll compare it side by side to an ad or to the TV commercial or now, wherever.
And that's interesting. Not even close, by the way. In the world of filming commercials, they are held to a standard where they cannot use other materials to try and enhance how the food looks on TV.
Oh, no,
it has to be the actual. They're not allowed to.
Well, they absolutely do. I saw a whole documentary on how they make they prep food for commercials.
Well, and but
soup companies are notorious for that.
Oh, yeah. They'll absolutely do that.
We need to look that up because back just not that many years ago, I was told that from agencies that when they do it, it still has to be edible food. They can't be like.
No, they'll do certain things. Like if you're looking at milk.
Yeah.
On an Oreos.
Yeah.
It's not milk. They add stuff to make it white to get it like a pure white. No, I promise you.
Okay. I'm saying from the food itself, like a sandwich that they put out there has to be.
No, but I watched the whole documentary on it. Okay. Like it's like they doctor the food. They like to get a shine on like the burger to make it look like it's. They'll put like oil on it and other things. Like yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff that they use to doctor for pictures they move all the stuff. You ever noticed a burger? They move all the stuff to the front. By the way. Mm-hmm. So they use lettuce and tomato and all that, but they move it to the front and then they enhance the color so that it all looks different. Speaking of documentaries, man, I know we got to get to break here in a second, but have you watched the Won't You Be My Neighbor documentary?
Which one is that?
About Mr. Rogers?
No, and I wanted to see it.
Oh, that's really... We watched it last night.
How long is it?
About an hour and a half.
Is it like hour Neverland? Saving Never? Is it going to bash
Leaving
Fred?
Neverland?
Bash Fred?
No, it was really, really good. Now, it was... I mean, I was interested in it, but Nora grew up, my wife grew up watching Mr. Rogers.
I did too.
So I didn't. I never watched it. Never.
Back to back, it was a doubleheader. It was Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers.
I didn't watch Sesame Street.
Throw
and I didn't
in a little
watch
Electric
Mr. Rogers.
Company and you got yourself a three play.
I watched Electric Company for Spider-Man, but I didn't watch any of that stuff. I never watched Mr. Rogers. I've never sat down and watched a full episode of Mr. Rogers. So I wasn't into it like Nora was. She's just like, I love that guy. Like he was my whole childhood. And so I watched it anyways because I've always had my suspicions about Mr. Rogers. It's kind
of
like
people have.
It's kind of like J.J. Watt. Like you're like, okay, you can't be this wholesome and good. You've got somebody locked in your basement, or something has happened that you're hiding from people. That's going to come out at some point.
Somebody locked in his basement.
I'm just saying, like, there's got to be something wrong. No one's that perfect and that good, but apparently Mr. Rogers was. It was fascinating. Yeah, it was a really good documentary.
Well, I'm glad
highly
to hear
recommend.
He seems like an upstanding person.
Yeah, and I know you had the same questions I do.
Okay, good.
Was he gay?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the next
segment. All right, sounds good. All right, we're just getting started. Hey, Comedian of the Week's coming up next. And then Barry will give you a little backstory, and we'll continue to roll from there. It's an FBF Friday. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I think this is the first time, guys, in our history where, like, a whole group of people thinks that, like, researching a topic means reading a meme on Facebook. Guys, that's not research. That's not research. Real research is clicking on the meme and reading the comments below. Like, you find the guy who did, like, a paragraph or some shit, and, like, he uses the word oligarchy, and, like, okay, this guy has got the... He said, like, a date, so I'm like, okay, this is the truth.
There you have it. Mark Hurtado is our comedian of the week on an FEF Friday. F for funny. Barry, give us a little backstory on Mark.
At Mark X Mind on the Twitters, if you want to reach out to him or give him a follow. I featured him this week. He's a guy he was here in Houston for a long time, came up on the comedy scene, moved to LA with three other comics, and they were doing some big things. I think they've even done some stuff for, like, the Cartoon Network and Comedy Central. But the reason I featured him is this past week, if you've been watching a lot of basketball.
Not I.
Of course not.
No.
You've probably seen the Wingstop commercial. They've got a new national campaign going. There's a Wingstop commercial of some dude, and he looks through the bag at you on the TV, and he's eating that's Mark. So he's in a national wing, and I was sitting at home with
it's voiced over by somebody Anthony else. Anderson, I think.
I think so, but he's just sitting there watching TV, or sitting there in the Wingstop eating food, and he looks through his bag at the wings, but is really looking at you. And I'm just chilling, watching TV one day, watching a game. I was like, holy crap, that's Mark. So I was like, okay, I got to feature Mark. I hadn't seen or talked to him in forever. And Mark Hurtado, big national Wingstop campaign going, moved out to L.A.
Isn't that doing crazy how that works?
Yeah.
One of our ex-power dancers went out to L.A. to be an actress. And all of a sudden, randomly, she'll pop up in a
commercial
or a sitcom. And I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, my God, that's Amorous.
Speaking of that... Matthew Broussard is going to be in a sitcom this week. I think it's called Fam, but he's making.
I've seen the ads for it every week
for Fam.
He's pretty good.
And we featured Matt on the show before, but he's going to be in a sitcom. I think this week it airs. So, yeah, Houston Comics doing some things. I like it. So, Mark Hurtado.
Here's what else you like.
What
you like? The fact that you're right, and I'm going to tell you you're right.
Oh,
because during the break.
I mean, I'm just so used to it.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Just like when I didn't want just to admit kidding. That I'd never been to a Chick-fil-A because I knew that Aunt Tracy and everybody Patrick, they're all chiming in. I was like, at least I was honest.
Yeah.
So it says here, according to 2016, this article was written, that you are right, that they can use outside things to alter food. Here's the top five. This is not good. Glue is number one.
Told you.
Real milk tends to make breakfast cereal soggy.
Yeah.
So you know what they do? They use white glue. And if they don't have white glue, yogurt or shampoo.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with the yogurt part, but
it's
why?
It's going to get worse, Nick.
Okay.
Sponges, cotton balls, and wait for it, tampons.
Oh, no.
It's important for hot foods to look hot. They don't want to keep microwaving it shot after shot. So they will soak sponges, cotton balls, and tampons in water, microwave it, then hide it in the shot so it looks like the food is steaming. Three, a blowtorch, branding iron, and some shoe polish. Most of the time,
how do you think they get the lines in the burgers?
Oh, this is Barry.
I told you, Rob, it's crazy, but they doctor the hell out of food.
Nick, most of the time, meat products aren't actually cooked. Because cooking can cause them to shrink, dry out, and don't look as good on the air. So steak and hamburgers are seared with a blowtorch. Grill marks are added with a branding iron and a finishing touch. Shoe polish.
This is why I want to do the Instagram account. This is why I think it's... Because every time I get my food, I'm like, this is awful looking. This is sad. And then I'll go to their website and pull it up. And I'm telling my wife, she's just like, okay, let it go. But I'm like, look at this. Look at the picture on the website and look at this thing in my hand. So I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to start that Instagram. Oh, I've been threatening to do it for almost a year now.
I should have never looked at this article.
Uh-oh.
So we know cardboard and toothpicks, they can use to be altered the sandwich. But motor oil, Nick, fabric protector. A nice big stack of pancakes can be a thing of beauty. The only problem is they are quite porous, so the syrup goes right through. They solved that issue by coating them with a healthy layer of fabric protector. And then, because syrup doesn't look great on camera, they use motor oil.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, that is so disgusting, but motor oil has such a smoother look to it than syrup. I can see why they do that, but I just think that's absolutely terrible.
That fruit that looks so great that it keeps the moisture around it like grapes, that's because hairspray and spray-on deodorant has been added to make it beat up and the water look fresh on it.
You still want that Chick-fil-A?
Man. Come on, man.
I told you. All right,
yes, you did.
Let's get back to Mr. Rogers.
Go ahead.
Let's get back to Mr. Rogers.
All right. Because I didn't mean to detract you. I just wanted to make sure you knew you were right.
I teased it before.
Right.
But the documentary was really good, and it talked about how he got started, and he was a minister. And then remember there was always these rumors that, oh, well, he was a Navy SEAL, and he's killed a man, and this and that. And none of that is true. They were like, he was a rich kid. He had never done anything strenuous in his life. He was a fat kid.
Really?
Yeah, and he was bullied as a kid. So that's why there was a thing about 143. That was Mr. Rogers' thing. 143.
Was I Love You?
I Love You, 143. But that was also his weight for so many years. Every day he would go and swim, and then he'd get on the scale, and he would be 143. And it was kind of a validating thing for him. But the black dude, what was his name again?
Why don't I remember a black
policeman?
Dude on Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, the police guy.
I don't remember.
It was really controversial because it was back in the day when they wouldn't let black kids swim in the pool. And so he invited the policeman to join. You know how he'd always put his feet in the pool?
I don't
Officer
remember,
Clemens.
I don't remember the pool either.
Yeah,
I just
Officer
remember him
Clemens.
In his living room and his shoes on, shoes off, sweater.
Well, they showed it where he was, oh, Officer Clemens, come on in. I'm just soaking my feet because it's hot out. You want to join me? And that was his way of saying, this was back when when pools were segregated. And
I didn't remember any of that.
But Officer Clemens was gay. And so in real life, Officer Clemens was gay.
No offense to gays.
and so he had gone down to a club one night after the show, and it got back to Fred Rogers, and he was like, you can't do that. You'll cost us everything. You can't do that. And then like 2 years later or something like that, he told him, he was like, I love you for who you are. They were on camera. And then afterwards he goes, was that for me? He goes, I've been trying to tell you that for 2 years and you finally understood it. And it was like he accepted him for who he was, even though he was, you know, very religious. And then he said, Officer Clemens said, you know, there was a lot of rumors that Fred was gay because he was just the way he was, and he absolutely was not gay. I would have known if he was gay. I would have been able to tell if he was gay. And like everybody in the documentary was saying, no, he wasn't gay. He was just this calm. He just wasn't your stereotypical man. He was just a calm, you know, not masculine guy. But it was fascinating, man. It was kind of sad at the end because they did show a part where they were going to cut PBS funding. And they had a bunch of people talking before Congress about it. And Fred went and he basically just gave a speech that he didn't read. Because the guy that was being a jerk about the whole thing wanting to cut the funding, he was just like, all right, Fred, I've heard everybody read their thing. You just tell me why this needs to stay up. And he gave his speech. And the guy was like, you just earned PBS the $20 million. And so he saved PBS.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fascinating, man. If you have a chance to watch it.
What
you
network
were any
is
kind
it
of,
on?
This was on HBO.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're any kind of Mr. Rogers fan growing up, I highly recommend it. Because I wasn't even a fan, but I found it fascinating. So.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, because I always thought, you know, and there, look, we know too. There's.
Because I thought he was gay, I'm not going to lie.
I did too.
I thought he was gay.
And you know,
there. Any issues with the homosexuals?
Thank you, Trey.
And by the way, just give the update on that, because you are doing a fantastic job here editing and supplementing Trey's audio over the video of Gayle King and R. Kelly. And it's a tedious process, but you gave me a sneak peek, and it is spot on.
I had promised it would be done yesterday, and that didn't happen. It's taken a lot longer than I thought because his cadence isn't the same, but it should happen this weekend. If you want to follow me on Instagram, at Barry is Funny, I'll probably put it on Twitter, too.
It's worth it. Funny. It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. So hey, you know what else is worth it? Using GetUpside. GetUpside is a totally free app that you can download to your phone. And it gets you cash back on things you're already paying for, like gas and food. We were just talking about eating out every day. If you eat out every day, why not get some cash back in your pocket? And you can go to Wendy's and Popeye's and Burger King and Cyclone Anaya's, and you can get up to 35% cash back on your lunch or your dinner or both every single time through the GetUpside app. All you do is open the app, find something in your area that you want to eat at. Boom, you go there, you get cash back. How easy is that? Same thing is true with your gas. But make sure, when you download GetUpside, and guys, if you haven't done it yet, I don't know why you're not. You're just not, either you're dumb or you're not paying attention, because it's free and the cash back, you don't pay anything for that. All you have to do is just use the app and you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. But put in promo code Barry. That's promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, when you first download it. And you'll get extra savings on your first fill up through the GetUpside app. There's over 500 gas stations in the city of Houston that you can go to and get this cash back in your pocket. Why would you leave money at the pump? If someone came up to you while you're pumping gas and offered you $4 or $5, you'd take it, wouldn't you? So download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, start getting cash back, and thank me later. And also, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes right after this break. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on an F, yeah, Friday. And F is for fun and funny. And Mark Hurtado is our comedian of the week. If you missed the first clip at 1:15, don't worry, because we'll have one at 2:15, one at 3:15. And Barry gave you a little backstory, but we'll continue to highlight Mark throughout the show, so that's always a good thing. And plenty more to get to along the way as we continue to roll on. Fellas, we were talking about F for food and food altering in commercials. And if I do what I'm supposed to do in following the board,
just say it,
to go to the call, and because the interns are supposed to be our crack staff, I'm going to the name on the board, which says Cuckles. Welcome to the show, Cuckles.
That is messed up, man. Yeah. I even spelled it for him.
What's up, Cuckles? How's it going, brother?
You spelled it for him, and you spelled K-U-C-K-L-E-S?
Yes, I did. I spelled it for him and everything. K-N-U-C-K-L-E-S, and he said it.
Well, he didn't type it.
I think you ought to block him.
You're cuckled now. Let's go.
What's up, Cuckles?
Hey, look, that food, all it is a photo shoot. Just like women when they put makeup in the morning, they want to have a good show. So that's all that is. That's all I want to say, gentlemen. Love the show.
You just think that it's makeup. Appreciate the call, Cuckles. You think it's makeup for food? I don't know. I mean, if they put a Spanx on my chicken sandwich,
well, there's another response. They gotta
be mad. What?
About what you're putting in your mouth. I mean, she's done up for you, but I mean, yeah, I understand. Nothing annoys me more than the inch long eyelashes now.
Really?
The press on lashes, and everyone's using them on TV and otherwise.
Yeah,
it's just a bit excessive.
There's I know a lot of ladies that go get their eyelashes done, but I think the difference is some of them get them too long.
It's like inch long ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but
it's like they're curling up and they look like a Muppet. I mean, that's true. Just too much.
Yeah, it looks like a peacock.
Yeah,
on their eyelid, just so large. But it's like fake nails. Like, there's one thing if you get them where they kind of look natural or a decent length, but you can get them where they look crazy, and you're like,
if you get them and they look like the AFX racetrack we had when we were a kid that could do the turns and the curls, that might be a bit excessive.
That's true.
Yeah, within reason. So you have to guess. Like, you're looking at them going, I wonder if those are real or not. But when you go, oh, my God, look at those nails or look at those lashes, that's too much. Just saying.
A couple of texts. Did you get the 8-count or the 12-count grilled nuggets? I always get 8. I always get 8.
Makes you feel like less of a fat ass if you get 8 instead of 12?
Yeah.
But they're grilled.
Yeah. But I get 8.
No, you're not going to get the grilled one. You're going to get the fried.
I'm going to do both. So Monday, I'm going to bring you regular.
That means you'll be adding to your stash.
What?
Your tallies on your.
Oh, of course.
You're going to be going to gold status pretty soon.
Well, no, red status is as high as you can get.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I thought I had a lot of points. Like, I've accumulated 6,443 Chick-fil-A points.
Right.
Demetrius sent me a tweet. He's at 16,682. My guy is a super duper fat ass. Like, that.
He puts you to shame.
Yeah.
But why do you.
He makes me look like olive oil. Like, fat bastard and olive oil over here. That dude, 16,000.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of Chick-fil-A, bro.
Why do you call Chick-fil-A customers fat asses? Isn't Chick-fil-A supposed to be the healthy
it's
alternative?
It's not, though. If you look really at, the regular chicken sandwich is 450 calories.
Hmm.
You're supposed to have somewhere around 1,800 to 2,000 a day. And that's just the sandwich. That's not the fries. That's not getting regular nuggets. Like, the grilled chicken sandwich without cheese is 300 calories. That's not bad. And the nuggets are like a couple hundred. So, I mean, you can get a whole, like, that's what I get. It's less than 500 calories or right at 500 calories when I eat that. So that's not bad. But, I mean, one meal of Chick-fil-A is probably going to be close to 1,000 calories, or depending on what you get.
I mean, if you get the fries instead of the fruit cup, and then you get a soda instead of like a lemonade or like a Gator, yeah, I mean, it can get unhealthy.
Even, you got to go sugar free lemonade.
But that's true.
But they give you options to where you can keep it healthy, right? Like you said, grilled nuggets or grilled chicken.
Yeah,
sandwich,
but most people aren't eating that stuff. A lot of people are just getting the regular chicken sandwich and the like.
Well, you can save a lot of calories by just avoiding the bread. Like
the carbs and
so
all
you
that.
You get fried chicken nuggets, but you're not.
Well, put it this way: a medium waffle fry is 360 calories.
Yeah, it's look,
but the fat content is huge.
Oh, I'm sure. Know about that. I'm just going off calories.
See, that's how some people diet with fat content. Some people do it with calories.
Chicken sandwich is 440. So what I tell you,
370 something plus the 440, you're looking
that's
at
800, almost 900 calories.
There you go.
And if you get a soda or a drink, sweet tea, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
And let's
plus
be clear.
The ketchup or so the sauces.
Not, yeah, so it's and the sauce, like the Chick-fil-A sauce is over like 140 calories.
So yeah, you're going to break 1,000.
It's not healthy unless you get the healthy stuff.
Okay.
And it's not as good.
And let's also be clear, I knew I was going to get roasted for this, which I'm getting.
Rightfully so.
Because I'm just being honest. And secondly, I didn't do this to get I had no idea you were going to bring some in, and I don't need you to bring it in. I appreciate
it. I'm going to bring it in.
But yeah, I'm not doing it for free food too, so people are like idiots on text.
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I was just trying to bring
get free
that up.
Food, Joel Blake.
That was just silly. Yeah, I didn't think.
Well, you'll
would
end
say
up
that.
Getting it because you know I eat healthy, so I'll try it.
Yeah, I probably will consume.
You're not
going to
eat the whole thing?
No, there's no way.
Oh, well, then I'll just give you a bite of mine. I'm not going to let him eat any free food.
Oh, see,
you're either going to eat it all.
You're telling me
or
if you get him an 8-piece and he only eats 2 or 3 of them, you're going to keep
the rest?
Yeah, that's BS.
Yeah, you don't get anything.
You're a fat ass.
So that's why you get the 8-piece because you order Nora more and then she doesn't eat them. You just clean it up. I get it. That's fine.
No, that's usually just when I get on myself on the way in. I don't share my food. Nora, it does have a bad habit.
Is that more of a germ thing or just a...
Selfish.
Okay.
I'm just selfish. That's all. I'm just
at least
selfish.
You're honest about it. Kind of like me never having gone there.
Yeah, that's... I was shocked by that. I really was. Somebody said, guys, I go to Popeyes and order 8 biscuits and a drink. That's it.
Wow. All right.
Biscuits are that good, huh?
That's it. Like, it's like not even up for debate. Best biscuits ever.
No,
but
Red Lobster is another one we forgot to mention.
No, I mentioned them. My top three.
Those are those cheese biscuits, right?
Thanks for listening.
My bad. Yeah. I forgot.
My top three was Hart's Yeast Rolls. No, not Hardee's. Hart's Yeast.
Hart's Chicken and Biscuits, bro.
Hart's Yeast Rolls.
Hart's Yeast Rolls, Popeye's Biscuits, and Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay. Top three in the biz. Nothing better. Those three. Can't go wrong. You don't even... I'm glad you finally joined the show at 1:40.
Well, I forgot about the Red Lobster one. Sorry.
Yeah, well.
If I
gave you the Red Lobster one and asked you to name the other two, I don't know that you would have gotten close.
Hearts, yeast, rolls.
He was out drinking at the Cougar game all night. I forgive him. He slept in his car.
Drinks.
He slept in his car, obviously. He's still wearing the same clothes.
We need an update on that. I need your review of the Fertitta Center, and did they serve alcohol? That's coming up next. It's the Nick Sciarra review of U of H basketball. Coming up next, it's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go! Still hour number one of the show. It's always fun on an FYI Friday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as we're rolling along from the Gow Media Studios. You know how we do it as we open the show. We get some other things going on in the world and in life, as well as just sports, and as well as our comedian of the week. We got to a little bit of a fast food. Yes, I admit it, I've never eaten Chick-fil-A.
Unbelievable. I mean, you might as well just have said you hate Jesus.
No, because I've had Whataburger.
I mean, it's the same thing.
I'm a firm believer Whataburger is way better than In-N-Out or anything else, and I've had Whataburger way too many times, but I just have never had a Chick-fil-A.
Do you believe in our Lord and Savior? How have you never had Chick-fil-A?
Why is
it's all tied in together.
I know, because they don't open on Sundays. Yeah. I get all that.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I told you, hey, Jesus. That's why
I told
never
Cody he
there.
Could make up for me not doing it, and he could have it as much as he wanted, and that's what we worked out.
That's what
How about
he's
that? Yeah.
Speaking of that, Hunter, Chick-fil-A healthy food. I don't know what this is. Hunter, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to say, I mean, this. I don't really see any reason in roasting them for not having Chick-fil-A. I mean, I've only had Chick-fil-A once or twice in my life, honestly. And
well, you're an idiot.
You know, I'm not going to go to a fast food restaurant and, you know, look for calories or anything like that. I'm going to go, I mean, if I'm going to go eat fast food, I'm just going to pig out. If I'm going to eat healthy, I'll just make a salad at home. You know, like, I'm not going to really look into calories like that. And, I mean,
I feel like you could have just wrote this in your diary, Hunter. I don't understand. Do you have, like, a specific point about it?
What happened?
Appreciate the call, Hunter.
It was just saying
it was literally a diary entry. What, he was just like, I don't go, like, what? Did you have something specific about the food?
But at least he tried it. I mean, at least, Hunter, you tried it.
I think he thought y'all were roasting me, which was not the case.
And if
no,
you,
we
and
were
if you
roasting
that,
him, yes, because he's never had Chick-fil-A and he should be roasted.
And it bothered you, you've never listened to this show. We roast everybody. Right. We all roast each other equally.
And I said I expected it. From the time that I admitted it on the air, I knew it was coming.
But I just felt like that was he was just reading us an entry from his diary.
The gist of his call is basically, if he's going to eat unhealthy, he'll go to a fast food restaurant. If he doesn't, he'll do something else.
No, if I'm going to eat unhealthy, I'm going to go get, like...
Was that the take? That was his take?
Yeah, he's saying he goes he's not looking at calories, and that if he's going to go if he's going to eat unhealthy, he's just going to go to a fast food restaurant. That's what he's saying.
Maybe I jumped the gun then, but that just
felt like... But he sounded younger, and at least you went to Chick-fil-A once or twice.
Right? Yeah, at least
you're
not a
weirdo. Joel's been here for 20-something years, and has never had Chick-fil-A.
At least you're not a weirdo, Hunter.
You know those things you regret that you had the best intentions when you decided to do it,
look,
and then you look back at it,
you're going to get free food out of it.
And they're going to bust my chops for that, because see, they did that just like you do weed. You say you ain't got any, and then people bring it to you, and then you feel better. Now we're going to do it with Chick-fil-A, and Barry's going to bring it for you, and you did that, set him up, dang it.
Joel, no one would have ever known that. Because that was a text that I just deleted and moved on from.
I don't care. I read
no one would
from
have
there.
Ever known that. No one. I didn't read it out loud. No one would have ever known that was said.
Don't care. I know.
Well,
see, we all have critics. We find out in different ways.
Somebody said Hunter eats his corn cob long ways.
Oh, see, it just.
I love listener violence. I just didn't understand the call. I wasn't trying to be a dick. I mean, like. But I thought he was going to have a take on the food and the healthy food and a way to eat healthy. But he was just basically telling us what he does. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think anybody would really care. Like, do you want to open up the phones now that everyone calls us and tells us what they eat at fast food? My God, that would be awful. So I'm sorry if I jumped the gun, but that just felt like a diary entry more than a radio phone call. All right, we move on.
Okay. Then lead us, Jesus.
Let's talk about U of H. How'd it go last night? What was that like?
I liked Fertitta Center. It looked really, really nice.
Okay.
It's loud.
Where'd you sit?
Is it loud? Was it packed? Sold out?
I don't think it was sold out, but no? it was definitely loud. I think it's the way they designed the arena had a lot to do with it. But it's it's like an intimate venue, and they do sell alcohol.
Okay.
I purchased a premium cocktail.
How much was it? At a reasonable price?
It was $13, but I paid an extra $4 for the UH Mason jar upgrade. So I ended up paying $18 or $19 for this cocktail.
Wait a minute.
Because you get to keep the glass.
I don't think that's how math works. You said it was $13 and you paid an extra
$14, $15, $16, $17 for the cocktail. Yeah.
What do you get to keep the jar? 18,
but plus tax.
Did you just count on your fingers, bro, four?
You're talking almost $1 off.
I saw it. So what's the Mason jar effect? You get to keep the glass?
Yeah, and it's not even, it was like more
20
like.
20 divided by 5.
4.
There you go.
God, I hate you so much. I almost said 5, too.
The pause. He was like, he was going to use his finger. He was like, and then he knew you were going to drill him for using his fingers. And he's like, that's enough.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, no, it's a good venue. I do have a few bones to pick, though. Like, for one, the TV cameras, Joel. Remember we were talking about how the first three rows were student section. Right. And it was 300 students. But it's like the TV cameras are placed behind them. So I don't get that dynamic.
So the student section's on the same side as the cameras?
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
I don't understand why they did that. I think they need to work on the lines, but that's probably because I'm an absolute alcoholic and I want...
Oh, lines for concessions.
Yeah, for the beer. Because it was like specifically... beer and cocktails. It wasn't necessarily a mix where you can buy food too. At least at the line that I was waiting.
Separate the alcohol from
at least
the food.
Line that I was waiting.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And then $120 for a jacket. Don't act like y'all are the University of Texas. Lower the damn prices. That's ridiculous.
$120 for a jacket?
What kind of jacket?
A freaking UH Columbia jacket. $120.
Like a bomber jacket? Like a starter jacket?
It's made by Columbia with the UH brand. That's all I can tell you.
It's
made by
Columbia. Like a half zip, kind of like a fleece?
Kind of. It's just not, I'm not dropping $120 on that. And I went there.
Did it come with like $40 in the pocket to make it worth it?
Because there are coupons for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But those are the only few things.
That's awful.
If I had to be picky, those are the two or three things that I was.
Where did you sit?
Like not behind the goal, but kind of in the corner. I saw Elvin Hayes and Matt Thomas on their floor seats.
How many,
on the other side of where.
But how far away were you?
At least 20 rows.
And the sight lines were good?
I felt like I saw everything.
Okay.
Yeah. I felt like there were really, really good seats. Shout out to Kirsten Spike. But it was like really, really good seats.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it was overall on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the evening from a going out to a sporting event
perspective? I'm honestly biased.
I want your honest opinion, Nick.
I would
say eight or nine
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah, because.
Better than going to a Rockets game? Because that's been the talk of the town. Best place to watch basketball in Houston is at the Fertitta Center.
Charlie said.
I'm going to need you. No, several people. Jerome has said that. A lot of people have said that.
Really?
Yes. It's literally the thing now. It's the hot topic in media is they'll bash the Rockets.
I will tell you
and
this.
Say it's better at Fertitta Center. Would you agree or disagree with that take?
That particular game that I was at, and this was the last home game, felt like it was a better experience than a lot of the home games I went to at Fertitta Center. Not all of them.
And I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it may have something to do with the size of the venue and the fact that it's so intimate.
That's what I was going to get to. It used to be everything bigger is better, from the scoreboard to the arenas to everything, right? But now when you look at what U of H has done and then you look at what UT is going to do,
right.
They're going to go more along the lines of Rice. They're going to go to the smaller, more intimate venue because it's more of a home court advantage. It's louder. It's more fun to be around because the people are more engaged in it. And you don't have like the big cavernous arena where it echoes and you see all the empty seats. And if UT and U of H are doing it and U of H is experiencing success with it, I got to believe it's going to be a norm for a lot more universities to go to.
Yeah.
The Duke Cameron indoor experience where the demand becomes, I'm going to pay more because I know how hard it is to get a ticket in that venue to see that game.
Once it becomes the thing to do, people like they were talking about on the broadcast nationally when they played UCF, how this team has done a 180 as far as the fan base, because it used to be that Coach Sampson would go out and beg people to come to the arena to watch the game, mm-hmm. and he would be told, "I can't, I'm studying," or "We've got the test coming up." And now it's selling out, and you can't get tickets. When we were there doing the man on the street thing, there was a professor scalping his tickets students couldn't get in.
So true. And to add to that, I was pre-gaming at the Den, which is like a pub on campus that I frequented a lot in between classes. And people were literally trying to get tickets last minute, like on apps, like
really?
An hour or 30 minutes before. And maybe that's happened before, but when I was a student, I'm telling you, that was not happening for a basketball game.
No.
Maybe a football game, but not a basketball game. There was like 2-3 people at the pub just looking at their phone, waiting for the prices to go down in hopes of getting a last minute ticket,
wow.
which I never saw ever
on
campus.
What I'm saying. The overall atmosphere they've created is ideal for the fans,
yep.
because it's going to be louder and more engaging and fun, right? From a ticket perspective, you may not have as many seats to sell, but the prices are going to go up because everybody's going to want to be there as long as they continue to win. Because we also know in this town, especially because it's not a huge college basketball town anyway, but as long as he keeps that program on the up and up and winning, it's going to end up being must-see TV and must be there for basketball games. And that's a cool environment to be around.
And speaking of that, I know we're going to hit a break here in a second, but on the other side, mm-hmm. Maybe you guys and, well, the three of us can discuss this and answer this question, but somebody wanted to know, do y'all think Coach Sampson could or would replace Coach Smart at UT? And we can answer that at the top of the 2 o'clock segment. But before we got here, two more texts. JJ said Hunter's the kind of guy who eats his pizza with a knife. And someone said, "Dear Diary, today I called into the usual suspects and ruined everyone's afternoon with a crappy phone call."
Wow! Everybody's got a
So it wasn't just me. Thank you.
No, but you started.
It wasn't just me.
I mean, I wasn't saying it was you. I was just trying to bring
you're
up
having his back.
I was just saying that just did his call.
Back. And Barry was the fire starter that turned into the towering inferno.
The bad guy. You made me the bad guy. When in reality, you're the one that hates the callers. Am I lying? Nick hates the callers.
It's true.
Thank you.
How did that turn?
We'll be back right after this.
We'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up. Jump up and get down.
ESPN 97.5.